Like, the first time I went, it was very disappointing. But now that I know what it is, I'm like, all right, I know what I'm getting into.
That's the thing. Like, and it's been a while since I've been there. So I was just like, what the f-? You know. So much horses and cars, man.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's going on, D. Ted Smith?
Oh, what up, Mix?
Oh, you know, just living the good life post-Ocean Shores.
Yeah,
driving up. Carrie Underwood.
Oh, I forgot you went to Carrie Underwood. That was a phenomenal tweet. And dude, I know they were drunk.
I did not. Maybe we'll just jump right into that.
All right.
Because we got to talk Ocean Shores. We got to talk Carrie Underwood. I had a weird encounter in the elevator. I want to get your opinion on whether or not I should be annoyed. What else? We had a funny topic this morning that involved you guys in the men's room.
All right.
I play that for you. I want to get your reaction.
All right.
And I think me and my parents are fighting. I'm not positive. But So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, there was a holiday that every holiday ends with a parent-child fight, a family fight.
So why don't we get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
Then I grabbed this one because I used it as the musical soundtrack for my latest promo video promoting my big match that's going to happen Friday night at 3-2-1 Battle. Myself and Officer Cooper, finally one-on-one.
Officer Cooper?
He wants to be the authority of 3-2-1 Battle. I'm the commissioner. Winner gets the authority.
You should hit him with a red phone like Batman's commissioner.
Okay.
Might be a little late for that.
I mean, no, I can try and figure that out. I'll work that in.
Yeah, that'd be
I don't think it's a no disqualification, though. So anyways, I was looking for, you know me, I love my dubstep. Go to our production library to put together a little music video promoting the show.
All right.
And I found a song that I just absolutely, I enjoyed it thoroughly. So I figured, why not make it the push-up song? So we're going to get 10.
All right.
Again, these guys in the production library know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's like that techno farting that I like so much.
Dude, I just saw this guy do a set at EDC. That's what I'm saying.
All right, let's get 10.
Yeah.
Five, seven, three, four.
Oh, Steve.
Last week I lifted afterwards.
Uh-huh.
This week I lifted before. Those suck.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Every Wednesday I go get a quick workout in before the MegaCast because I got like an hour window. So I'm like, All right. And I'm really trying to go hardcore right now because I've got some big matches coming up.
All right.
And there is a goal that I have. I want to be able to wrestle shirtless.
All right.
It's the dumbest reason why I'm trying to get in shape, but it's the only reason.
You've got to be pretty close already.
Ah, the gut, man. The gut's the hardest part. I'm trying to eat better, less calories. You know, right. I mean, that or I'm going to have to rock the singlet, which will kind of hide a little bit of the gut, but I kind of want to be able to do that because I got a big match against Dave Turner, who is just a monster of a dude.
Singlets also are extremely comfortable.
I know. Part of me wants to do like the Bret Hart singlet with the long tights.
All right. Remember
that was his look?
Yeah.
But Bret Hart also is really freaking jacked. So the singlet looked good on him.
But you're not a hairy guy.
Oh, I got my hair going on.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not like me.
Well, I am if I don't trim it up.
So that helps, right? So, all right. So we'll wax you down. We'll tan you up.
I tan.
Dude, I'll do some tanning with you.
All right. We'll tan together.
Yeah.
We'll wax together.
I mean, I got to wax the back and stuff before the summer starts.
Oh, if I'm going to go shirtless, I already told my wife, you're going to have to help shave my back. And she's like, you know, you can keep wrestling with a shirt on. But that's like kind of like wrestlers like to goof on the wrestlers that still wear a t-shirt. Oh, you want to know t-shirt wrestlers. Now, granted, it doesn't matter what hobby or what passion you have.
It's like you guys get on Heaney for wearing a cage.
Hockey, if you wear a cage, you're going to get chirped nonstop. Unless your whole team wears cages. But if you have a team of guys that don't wear cages and then Heaney on our team put a cage on, and it was bad. Almost to the point where he almost quit the team. Like, it was getting...
Yeah, I started chirping him one year.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Keeney, I'm sorry. There's no reason I should be jumping in. I can't even ice skate.
It got to the point where, like, guys would bring in a screwdriver, and when he would go, like, to the locker, go and leave the room, they'd unscrew his cage and hide it. Like,
jeez.
Yeah, dude, to wrestling, it's the t-shirt thing. Now, granted, like, you know, I'm trying to make mine, like, snug.
I was going to say, I didn't...
Sleeves,
yours so didn't it look like a t-shirt, though, because it's so tight and the sleeves are cut off.
Yeah, I wear a medium. It is truly a medium when I wrestle. But, like, the whole point is so it doesn't look like a t-shirt, like a loose t-shirt on me.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the Usos wrestle with t-shirts. Kevin Owens wrestles with t-shirts. A lot of guys do, but it's like, I want to...
Yeah, that's got to be minutiae.
It is.
Right? Because I'm like, I never thought of it until you just said it. And I'm like, oh yeah, Kevin Owens does wear a t-shirt, doesn't he?
And then there's like guys in the world of wrestling that give people a hard time if you wear kick pads and with like wrestling shoes as opposed to buying the wrestling boots. It's like, oh, you're one of those kick pads. You like to kick a lot? It's like, no, I just actually like the way they look better. I think they look better in the boots. And honestly, I don't feel like dropping $200 on boots that are uncomfortable and clunky as F. I'd rather be comfortable in my damn wrestling shoes, which are a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
It's just hockey. You got people that are nitpicking stupid stuff. Wrestling. People are nitpicking stupid stuff. Music. Oh, you use those symbols. Or, oh, you know what I mean? Like, everybody, nobody just is happy for whatever people do. You want to just nitpick and crap on people because they're not as cool as you are in that specified field of interest.
I mean, it was the mid to late 90s, but I remember in high school, like, the big deal with football was neck rolls.
Okay.
So it was
like those neck pad things?
Yeah, and then there was like the cowboy collar that was like the black one that would hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I played freshman football. I used to rock the old school just like roll.
Uh-huh.
But I was a short, fat guy, so the neck roll would make me look like my shoulders were bigger. But you're right. It was like a massive deal. There was always talk about, it was like neck rolls, and then it was like, a lineman, like, are you wearing gloves? You shouldn't be wearing gloves. So everybody, like, nowadays, everybody wears gloves. But right. It was a massive, massive deal.
I think people give out, are you wearing long sleeves in the winter? Oh, come on, man, you puss.
Yeah.
Oh, even hockey, too. Wheeled bags.
Oh, people no kidding. Will,
like, higher-level hockey players don't ever wheel their bag anywhere. They have the bags with no wheels on it, the old-school, almost like a duffel bag type of a vibe, you know what I mean? And they carry it on their shoulder. If you come in rocking a wheeled bag, expect to get made fun of. Unless you're in like a newer or a lower level of skill. See what I mean? And even with goalies. Like I remember my wife bought me a Christmas gift. She bought me a bag because I needed a new bag. My bag was falling apart. This is when I first started playing beer league around here. And it was a wheeled bag. And people were just... I mean, my buddies that played like former pros, college guys, like nice wheeled bag. You know, like just...
Really?
Oh, and I'm the goalie gear is...
heavy.
So finally, I was like, screw it. When that bag started falling apart, I got a bag with no wheels.
Attaboy.
On the shoulder. And now I make fun of people.
Yeah, peer pressure never ends, people.
That's right. You could be in your 30s, maybe even in your 40s. And you can't wait for the day that you cannot wear a t-shirt so you can make fun of other wrestlers for wearing t-shirts.
Yeah.
Like, I was in training the other day, and we're all there. And a few of them are like, blah, blah, blah. And they're talking about one guy. You know, everyone gossips no matter what you do. And I just find it funny. And the one guy's just like, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I mean, that's what you get when, they, I mean, look at it. He's a t-shirt wrestler. And I'm just like, hello, guys. I wear a t-shirt, too. I'm still here. I'm a part of this conversation. Part of me wanted to be like, yeah, he's such a loser.
You know what you should have done? Is just torn yours off real quick and then been like, he is a loser.
That happened at the last match against Pitfall. He tore my shirt. I did not know he was going to do that. Like, but whatever. It's a t-shirt. I could get a new one made, right? He did not realize, though, I also wear an Under Armour tank top underneath it.
All right.
Just to kind of
keep everything in place. I got you, man.
And more importantly, there are times where you're upside down, and that shirt, even if it's a medium, starts running up on you, and I do not want any pictures of just the belly going. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's lower belly hanging out, no matter how much you weigh, it makes you gain 10 to 15 pounds.
It's so unflattering.
Yeah.
I never realized how looks conscious I am until I started wrestling. And you're just like, oh, why'd they post that picture?
You mean you in a ring with, like, people cheering and all the lights on you? That made you a little body conscious, huh, Steve?
Just a tad. All right, so
I do the same thing now, though. Like, once I moved out here and like going to festivals and stuff, I kind of got over. Like, as a kid, I always wore a shirt and like the ocean, the pool, or whatever.
Yeah.
But after a while, I kind of got over it and was just like, all right, whatever. Like, people don't really care that. Like, all right, somebody might be like, oh, look at that, but that fat guy on the beach. But like, people really don't care.
Yep.
But I find myself now doing it when I see other younger, like teenagers, I'm like, take the damn shirt off, man. You're fine. Right. Screw those people.
Look at me. I have the shirt off. You could have a shirt off too.
Yeah,
you don't even have called, and
you don't even have shoulder hair yet. Take your shirt off.
Cops show up like, Mr. Smith, were you encouraging that 11-year-old boy to take his shirt off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. I
want him to be free, like me.
He doesn't even have shoulder hair yet. All right, we were just checking, making sure you're not one of those guys, but okay, cool. So Carrie Underwood, I did not realize this until I got there. First ever country music concert I've ever been to.
All right. I'm racking my brain. Like, I've tailgated Kenny Chesney, but I've never actually gone to the show.
Right.
And then, man, you're right. Maybe I haven't been to a country concert.
That was the first time I've ever been to one, and it was a unique experience. First of all, party. Yes. Well, I talked to somebody that went to Coachella, and they were telling me, a security guy, too. He says,
We'd have the same buddy.
Right. And they were saying Coachella's the easiest festival in the world to work because everybody's high and on love drugs.
Yeah, people on psychedelics are not going to give you, right, or they're smoking weed. Like, they're drinking, but they're not going to give you a hard time.
But the next week is the country music festival. And the country music festival, nobody smokes. Well, maybe some do, but nobody gets stoned or trips out or is rolling on anything. Everybody's just crushing Coors Lights, Budweiser's, Miller Lights all freaking day long. And the next thing you know, it just becomes a giant, rooster fight.
I would say the only drug I could imagine with that much booze is maybe some people on speed, like cocaine or a little meth.
Give me some Adderall.
Yeah, right. But you're right. Like, it's amazing.
So, yeah,
people drink.
Dude, people are hammered. As we're walking
in, I know there's some hot chicks there, though.
That's the other takeaway, is like walking on heaven on earth. There are girls wearing stuff that, like, man, I did not know shorts could be cut that high up on your body.
Yeah, and the pockets are hanging out.
The pockets kill me.
I know.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
I love jean shorts.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for that, man.
Yeah, I still am.
Yes. The cowboy boots.
Yeah.
The little, sometimes they even got the little flannel tied around their waist. It's blocking their ass, but it looks good.
Yeah, right. I'm with you. Jean shorts, the boots, the flannel. And then we all know that flannel's too small. You're not putting that thing on.
No, it's just for looks.
But, like, there was a girl yesterday walking up when I was walking home in cowboy boots. We were just like, damn.
White V-neck shirt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know they're all break my heart, but I love them. All right.
So you're achy, breaky. I'm sorry. So I put a tweet out there, just an observation.
Well, sometimes some of God's greatest gifts, Steve, are unanswered prayers. You didn't see that one coming, did you?
We never, you know, I mean, you give out such great advice. I completely forgot about a certain thing that happens on this podcast, Ted. I can't believe that. Oh, my.
Ted Talks.
How do we even do anything?
The Tech Smith.
This podcast is a mess.
It's going to be a weird transition from country music. I'll keep it short and sweet. I want people to try new things.
Okay.
All right. Friday night, I went and had Korean fried chicken at a real, like, authentic Korean fried chicken place. Shout out to Arthur for taking me. Steve, so much fun.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
All right. So, first of all, the fried chicken's, like, made with, what is it, cornmeal, not flour? So it's crispier and a little bit lighter. Very delicious. And then it's like all these street food snacks. But while you're sitting there, they have beer towers. You know, like the giant ones, they sit on your table, then you pour out the beer for each other. And it's like little cups. And then we're drinking little shots of soju and just like eating stuff with chopsticks and they're banging like Gucci Mane, like Drake, like party music.
What?
Steve, I'm telling you, I'm going full Korean. That's it. I love it.
I want to go.
It was awesome.
When are we doing this?
We should.
Like, I'm in.
I'm telling you, man, I was in heaven. I was like, this is awesome.
It sounds great.
Yeah, and the food was really good.
I didn't even know this was a thing. Korean fried chicken.
Yeah, KFC, man. But you got to go to an authentic joint. Also, like, me.
You don't go to the Colonel.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know if this is just a weird white person thing, but I kind of like being the token white guy in, like, rooms. So, like, there was only a couple white people. It's pretty much all Asian people. And they were kind of giving me a hard time. I was like, yeah, what do I know? I'm just the crazy drunk white guy.
Yeah. Yeah. There is something very liberating about that.
Yeah.
That happened to me in Denver. We went to a radio convention. I was with our buddy, my buddy Griff, who does radio in, I think, Atlanta, right?
All right.
And he's like, you want to go keep partying? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm going to meet up with some buddies. We're going to go to this one place. Now, mind you, this is also the story that one time where I thought we were all going to get shot. Like, literally saw a guy have a gun in the back, in his back pants, as there's a little altercation, like some choice words being said amongst our party and their party. And thank God for Griff, who's truly one of the funniest dudes I've ever met, who's able to defuse the situation.
Yeah.
But before that, we go to this club, and Ted, I'm the only white guy there.
Yeah.
And it's like an underground hip-hop club. And because of the people that I'm with, they knew the right people. So we're in like this VIP section that's like kind of like hovering over the whole club right by where the DJ is.
Nice.
And so, you know, everybody's partying. It's really just straight up just some serious hip-hop going on, right? And everyone's, of course, looking towards the DJ. And then they look over next to the DJ, and it's Steve.
Attaboy, Steve.
Who doesn't... I'm not the white guy that's even, like, could, like, just go with the flow. You know, I don't look like a hip-hop fan. I like hip-hop music, but I'm not, like, I don't have much rhythm. I'm not, like, doing any dances. I'm just bobbing my head, smiling, and cheesing, and I'm, like, drunk. And I'm like, this is so cool. I'm up here in the VIP, and I'm, like, you know, just having the time of my life. The DJ at some point plays the Beastie Boys, right?
Oh, this is your song.
And I'm like, and he looks at me and gives me the, this one's for you kind of nod.
White boy, you gonna like this.
Yeah. It was like Intergalactic Remix or something like that. And I'm like, oh, and the whole place is hopping. And now I'm in my own head. I'm like, they're all looking at me. They think I'm responsible for this. So now I'm like, yeah, and I'm singing along to Intergalactic Planetary. Stupid, but I'm with you, dude. There's something funny about being the only white guy somewhere.
Yeah, like at South Beach. Me and my buddy Alex, we went with our other buddy who's mixed. And mm-hmm. somehow we ended up in a club with all Jamaicans and, like, Dominicans. And I don't know. My buddy, he's a good BSer, right? I don't know what he was saying to the DJ. And, like, I'm taking, like, a little one-hitter in the middle of the dance floor with these Jamaican dudes. Like, who'd you like to smoke? Like, yeah. And then at one point, the DJ's like, give it up to the two white boys from D.C.
Yes!
And me and my buddy Alex are like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, people, like, loved us.
Well, they probably think, and this is what I thought, they're probably thinking, those guys, there's something special about those guys that they're here.
Or they, right, like, or they just don't, they just want to party.
It's either, but either way, there's something special about these white dudes that are here and are the only white guys. Either there's something about them that I don't know, whether they're like celebrities, or they just don't give an F, and there's something very respectable about that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. The Korean fried chicken, I mean, it was so fun just sitting there like, I couldn't take you because I can't pronounce half the stuff we ate.
Uh-huh.
But there's one street dish and like so this
Arthur's going to have to take us.
Arthur's going to have to take us.
All right. Arthur needs a new friend, and it's me.
Yeah. You can meet the, it's all pub league stuff. You'll meet everybody.
Okay. I'll come cheer you on, and then we go get Korean barbecue.
Oh, well. Now, Steve, Korean barbecue is a different dinner. Talking
Korean
about
Korean
fried chicken.
Damn it. I don't know if I'm welcome anymore. Arthur's not. Don't let Arthur hear that. I'll edit that out. Where is that at on this? Okay. So I put a tweet up there. Truly, just an observation. You know how like sometimes you throw a tweet out and you don't think it's going to have any traction?
Yeah.
And like you even maybe regret putting it out there. You're almost like, I should just delete that. That's just dumb.
Or just I put one out a couple weeks ago about getting mean mugged by a pug.
Yes. That was an awesome tweet.
Right? But it, literally, a car drove by, and this pug just stared at me hard. And I was like, that's funny. But right, I wasn't sure when I sent it, and it blew up.
It's always the dumbest things.
Yeah.
So I put up there, and like Maddie and Tay, one of the opening acts, were awesome and very nice to look at, right? I think I even looked at Sid, and I said, I'm not trying to be creepy, but they are really attractive. And she's just like, yeah, they are. Like, it was like not like a, oh, they're so hot kind of thing. Maybe in my inner voice that was going on. But I had to acknowledge how attractive these two women
are. Yeah, it's all
right. Right. I mean, she does about Justin Timberlake all the time and Randy Orton.
Not anymore, Timberlake.
Yeah, no, honestly, my wife is not very happy with Justin Timberlake ever since the cancellations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe went to put it on the jukebox the other day, and I said, no, me and Sid are boycotting him.
Yeah, she's not listening to him anymore. It's the Glorious Sons. That's the new number one band. Like, Justin Timberlake is taking a backseat to the Glorious Sons. I respect that. So I throw this up there, and again, I'm like, it's dumb, whatever. It's 8:30 in the evening on a Friday night. Who cares? You know what I mean? I just wrote, people get drunk, in all caps, at Carrie Underwood concerts. Two women are about to fight over which is a better area code. 253 versus 206, haha.
206.
That's the funny part. So I make fun of the fact that they're arguing over this. My thread now is people arguing over which is a tougher area code.
Right. And then people are was that the fight? Which is tougher or just which is better?
Over which is better.
All right, right. Because then I saw people throwing in 425. And then, of course, somebody from an island had to be like, 360.
So anyways, to give you a backstory,
we're sitting in the
section. We know you 509ers are out there.
I did have one 509er. Yeah. And I'm liking them all. I'm like, I almost made it into a poll. I'm like, I don't even want to put all that energy. Like, I was like, how do you do a poll on these things? Oh, there's a button.
Are you still a 206er or did you switch?
I'm a 206er.
All right.
Yep.
I don't know if you're a 253 or now.
206 till death, brother. Or until I change my phone number.
Right.
Which, whenever it gets weird, with like one awkward friend keeps calling or something like that. I mean, no, I just block those.
I changed my area code so I could press a button in my old building. Because my area code was out of state. So if the pizza guy was down there, I had to walk down there.
And oh, is that why you changed your number?
That's why I changed my number. It's like, what's the point of getting a pizza delivered if I still have to go downstairs?
That's pretty funny, dude.
Right.
So, of course, people are commenting. And I'm looking, as of today, it's like 290-something likes on this thing.
Damn.
I never get that many likes on anything.
No.
But it just registered with some people. So the story is, we get to our seats. The people behind us are wasted.
All right.
Right? So where we're sitting, there's still two seats before the aisle. So we're like, we're kind of, which is a good spot. So originally, like, I was sitting next to, I always try and make sure if there's, like, empty seats, Sid has the extra room. Even though, I mean, I need it more than her, but it's a chivalrous thing to do.
And I'm with you. I love sitting on the aisle.
Yeah.
Just easier to get in and out.
Right. So we were in a good spot. I sit next to this one guy. I was a little worried about this one man. He didn't look like he was having a good time, and every so often he kept checking his pulse. And I'm like, what the F is going on?
He just kept checking his pulse?
Yes.
That's a little spooky.
And I mentioned to Sid, she's like, no, he's not. And then eventually, and I'll tell you why eventually, but eventually we switched spots.
All right. Now
Sid's sitting next to that guy, because that guy's low maintenance. And she nudges me, goes, he's checking his pulse again. I'm like, he might die, and now you're responsible for it. She's like, maybe we should switch again. I'm like, no, you wanted this seat. You got this seat.
I like that the guy got so messed up. And I'm not going to lie, like, I haven't been there. And it's just like, am I dying?
I don't even think he was drunk. He was just an older guy.
Oh, really?
I think his heart was racing too fast. It's probably all those hot country music fans.
Get Tay off the stage.
Right? Carrie Underwood's really hot. Oh, boy, my heart race is going. So anyways, people behind us are wasted. Next thing you know, two more people now finally sit next to us. Two girls. They're wasted, right?
Like, are these people like woo wasted or just kind of like...
Woo wasted.
Right.
Won't shut up. Loud. Just... Whatever. I chalked it up. It's a country music show. I don't even care. I don't care if I hear a single song by any of these artists. My wife wanted to see Carrie Underwood, and I think she's hot, so I thought that'd be fun to check it out too. And she was really good. So now, like, the people sitting next to us and the people behind us start talking because they're drunk, all of them, right? They're like, how'd you get your tickets? I want them on the Wolf. And I'm like, oh, that's right.
Oh,
I got these tickets
from work.
The station. I got them from Sean. And I realized, oh, they're contest probably winners that didn't pick up their tickets.
Yeah.
They're going to go to waste. That's how I got my free tickets, right? Oh, we're in the winners. So these, and they even said, I don't even care. It's just F it. Let's get drunk and we'll come here. And like, so they're just having a good time because they got free tickets.
Yeah.
So some point, they're having a conversation with the people next to me who are less drunk but still drunk.
All right.
And we're like, well, where are you from? From Tacoma. Where are you from? From Snohomish. The person behind me, the drunkard ones, are like, 253. And then the girl sitting next to me. Oh, so at some point, Sid goes, I can't stand this. The lady behind me keeps hitting me with her purse because she's leaning all the time. And I was like, why don't we switch seats? I have a higher patience level than you do with this kind of stuff. Because my wife gets social anxiety.
Yeah.
So we switched, and I honestly, I blacked it out. Like, I mean, I've been in pits. I've been, like, you get to a point where you just block it out. You don't let it bother you. And I didn't want her to be annoyed. And plus, she needed to worry about the guy that was practically dying next to us. So now the one behind us is just like, 253. And then she's like, wait, no, Homish, you're not 206. She's like, now they're having a conversation like she's not a true 206er because she's living in Snohomish. And I'm like, what is going on? So they keep talking, and originally they were all buddy buddies. Now the lady that's from Tacoma does not like this person because she's not a 206er and she's a Snohomish person.
Are these people like younger than us?
The people behind us are probably about 5 to 10 years older. The people sitting next to us maybe about 5 to 10 years younger than us.
That's weird. The older people are screaming area codes.
So finally, one woman behind us just goes, "Listen, I'm 2'5'3 till birth. I don't try and act like I'm a 206 when I'm not." And I'm just like, what the F is going on? But the person next to me just kind of starts ignoring him, her. So now there's intermission going on. There's a DJ spinning DJ songs in the middle of the country music thing. I don't understand why this is going on, Ted. And Hal goes, "Oh, I want some t-shirts." Ah, has a t-shirt gun.
Is there a mascot or just a dude?
Just a DJ with a t-shirt cannon now.
That's a great job.
He's shooting it off and everyone's going, "Yeah." Now he shoots in our direction. And the lady behind me, the drunk 253, is like, "God, send it our effing way." And she's cursing left and right. He shoots it. He shoots it way too far, and it goes up to the 200 level,
right,
which is curtained off. There's no, they curtained off the 200 level.
Yeah.
But it just goes, and she, I'm not even kidding, I wish I had this on tape. "What the F?" Like, what's going on here? And now she's screaming at this DJ that is not going to be able to hear her.
Like, are you like in the first row? Why does she think he can hear her?
I'm in row M, Ted. She's in row N. For not sober.
Right. And no, he can't hear you.
And I'm in M for mortified that all this is going on around us. And she's yelling and pointing, losing her mind. "What is wrong with you, you stupid mother effer? You got it up in a section that doesn't even have people." And now he goes to the next section. "Who wants a shirt?" And she's like, "Good luck getting a shirt, this stupid F." Then he's like, now she's losing her mind.
What? Over the t-shirt cannon?
And that's when alcohol enforcement shows up.
Oh.
And kicks them all out.
No.
All of the 253ers are gone.
What about the 206? What about the Irish people? They survived?
They're still with us. And now they're even getting more drunk because I think they're celebrating that the people behind us have been kicked out.
I can't imagine she went quietly.
Oh, dude. Music starting. Carrie Underwood, basically. They missed the show.
Oh, so you're saying this is the intermission between Maddie and Tay?
And Carrie Underwood.
I thought you meant this was an intermission because Carrie Underwood is a long...
No. Amazing. So now they're kicked out. The girls next to us, they try and eat a pizza, but they'd rather drink than eat pizza. So they put the pizza down. Now they're getting wasted. And then I start realizing
$12 slice of pizza.
I wanted to sneak around and grab
just
it.
Like, I have like, your pizza if you're not going to eat it.
I looked at it and said, like, it smells so freaking good. Give me that damn pizza. Now she's so drunk. She's like hitting me. She's like going crazy. Like, but I'm like, she's drunk. She's harmless. At some point, she just like leans on me and starts like nodding on my shoulder.
Oh.
And I look at her and she like has this moment of sober clarity and goes, "I'm really sorry." And I'm like, "It's okay."
She fell asleep on your shoulder? Are you standing?
Yes. Oh my God. Now there's a ballad being played. We're all sitting down.
Oh, she's not going to make it.
She puts her arm on the back of my seat, but eventually starts putting her arm around me. And I'm like, what? How is this happening? Like, she's like inadvertently flirting with me, not realizing that I'm not in her world. I think she just assumed I'm part of her posse.
Yeah, you're just the dude near her that she knows, and she's going to go to sleep.
Right. So she's almost like trying to cuddle on me. And I'm like, "Hey." And again, she grabs like a moment of clarity. "I'm so sorry." I'm like, "It's cool." And Sid's like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Look, just to let you know, like, she's trying to take me." And it's not jokingly, but like, Sid's like, "What is going on? Like, she's really wasted. She's falling asleep on me and keeps realizing it." And Sid's like, "What the F? What is going on here?" And that's my Carrie Underwood. That's why this tweet is the truest tweet I've ever put out. People
Dang.
Get drunk at Carrie Underwood concerts.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a lot of sporting events and stuff. Like, you gotta go extra level for alcohol enforcement to throw you out.
Right.
I mean, yeah, because I went to bull riding at T-Dome, and like, People were boozing, but like I didn't see anybody getting thrown out.
Dude, as we were like we left as the last song was playing because we checked set list. That Sid wanted to hear one song like "The Ugly Crier" or "I'm Ugly When I'm." I don't know what
I think it's "I'm Ugly When I Cry."
Yeah, something like that.
I feel
that.
Like I only know that because you've mentioned it.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's like the song. Of course, it's like, I just want to hear that song and then we can leave. I'm like, well, let's see when it comes up. Oh, it's the second to last song, of course. She's like, we could go. I'm like, no, we've been through a lot. We almost saw a man die. We saw people get kicked out that almost started a fight with people over an area code.
The chick fell asleep on me, standing up.
I had a girl trying to steal me away from you. The least I can do is stay here and listen to this one song. And so, like, we do. As we're leaving, there's a guy yelling at the alcohol enforcement people in where all the food concessions are. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? I bought this ticket. And I was like, I kind of want to stay and see how this unfolds, but we need to get to our car before the parking lot becomes a complete cluster F.
And part of me, I just want to be like, dude, there's a song left. Like, this is not worth, just walk out.
Just get kicked out.
Just get kicked, like, it's fine, just leave.
It's like when Munson got kicked out when he picked up the Stanley Cup. He didn't fight it. He willingly left when they told him to leave because it was the third period, and he did it intentionally at that time, so he didn't miss most of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. God, man, that is getting after.
Sorry, that's a long story to tell you.
But that's an awesome story.
Yeah, dude, that was my Carrie Underwood experience. It was awesome. I look forward to going to more country music concerts.
Yeah, I mean, I can only tell you from Kenny Chesney, like, I would go down there and tailgate. Is he playing this summer at the stadium?
I'd imagine so.
I think it's like every other year. But anyhow, we went down there once, and I was like, this is unbelievable, right? And I always tell the story. I called my buddy Cobb. Right. And I'm like walking in a group of people and he's like, what's up, dude? I go, hey, man, I'm down at the stadium. You need to get down here. And he goes, what? I go, get down here. And he's like, copy. I'll be there in half an hour.
Right. When a friend says come, you come.
Right.
Wait. C-O-M-E.
But anyhow, I remember seeing a lot of drunk people like before they went into it. And then my other friend actually went in and I was like, how was the show? He goes, dude. He goes, we walked in and they had floor seats. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we walk in. He's like, one of the hottest women I've ever seen in my life. Like jean shorts, whatever. He's like, I saw her. And 2 seconds later, I watched her puke in a trash can.
No way.
Yes.
Holy smokes.
He was just like, he's like, just imagine the country girl you're thinking of, blonde hair, like perfect body,
right,
cowboy boots. And he's like, she looks so beautiful. Then I guess she just like walked over and was like, ugh.
Oh, Ted, before we go, I know we're kind of up against the wall, but I did want to play something. I think you'd be very proud of a few members of our show.
All right, all right.
We showed you a lot of love this morning.
Oh, nice.
So one day, about a couple weeks ago, somebody threw out the greatest text ever. And it was, you know, those marry, F, kill questions. But they said, Steve, marry, F, kill, Danny, BJ, the Rev.
Ooh.
Right. So I went with marrying Danny because we have similar tastes in music and we'd be good concert going buddies. And, you know, he's, I think, the prettiest of the bunch. F the Rev and kill BJ. And BJ was very hurt by that. But I told him, I'm like, you're the oldest. And this is like literally 5 minutes after he just did a whole like monologue about how if my time has come, my time has come. I've lived a good life. I'm like, you just said that you're okay with leaving this planet.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm marrying Rev.
Uh-huh.
I'm effing Danny. I'm killing. Sorry, BJ. I'm killing him too.
Everybody was killing BJ, and he was so pissed. So today we get a text. It has nothing to do with the members of our show, and I have the audio.
All right, all right.
It has everything to do with the members of your show. Mm. So I figured, you know what? I should have you hear it just so you can hear it, the love that the Ted Smith gets. And there's a certain member of your show that is, I guess, the BJ of our show.
Oh,
any
really?
Any guesses on who you think that is?
Is it me, Miles, and Thrill?
Yeah, that's the three.
I think they're all going to F Thrill and probably kill Miles.
All right, so here, that's what you said. So this is how it went down on PJ Migs this morning. Marry, F, kill, the men's room edition.
You know, we got another, the marry, F, and kill question.
Oh, I hate this question.
Yep, this one, though, it involves...
See, he hates it because we all wanted to kill BJ.
Tell me this is around the time I'm texting you before I went to the gym.
It was legit 10 minutes after you texted me. It was like 9:25 this happened this morning.
members of the radio station, not our show for a change.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Thrill, Miles, Ted. You have to, you know, screw one, marry one, kill one.
Wow, I feel like I know Steve. You'll marry Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, we're almost there as it is.
I'd marry Ted, too.
Good luck.
Oh.
I got jealous. I'm sorry.
That's come. Awesome. We're almost there.
Look, because Steve's going there first.
I already claimed him.
All right, so...
Right. Oh, man.
So the both of you want to marry Ted.
Yes.
I think I'm going to screw Thrill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I was going to pick that, too.
Oh, geez.
And then, sorry,
too.
Miles. One of you's got to go.
Really?
All right, continue.
Yeah, Miles is my choice for that one, too.
Oh, grab off the top rope out of nowhere. It's like an RKO killing Miles. Ugh.
I'm chasing men.
Yeah.
Now, when you're having sex with Thrill, is he having sex with you, too?
Of course, BJ's got to get into the nitpicking part of it all.
Right.
Like, how are we having sex?
Like, who's the recipient?
We haven't really factored all that out.
You've got to take that into consideration. I mean, Thrill's a tall man.
See, we're rhythm section, so we already have chemistry. So who are you going with? Are we all marrying Ted?
Oh, I'm not. I'm screwing Ted.
You're screwing who you
marry? Yeah, see?
Oh, and I was going to marry you, Rev.
Nope, he doesn't want to marry you.
All right.
I'm marrying Thrill. I figure that him and I, lactose intolerant, living together would be the perfect combination.
There's other things
that... Disgusting! Right? Rev, I thought we were going to cook food and drink Captain together.
Well, you know, maybe after sex, Ted. That's about it, though.
Yeah, do I get a meal, Rev?
There's other things that factor into a relationship other than dairy.
Well, listen, let me tell you, that's why I'm killing Thrill. I cannot take the gas.
Yeah.
Thrill's got to go.
Thrill's got to go because of his smelly butt.
I'm going to have sex...
There was a text. I couldn't read it on the air. But somebody wrote, figures, the Boston guy wants to kill the black man. I was like, what?
I know, he started going down that path of, well, he's really tall. And I was like, BJ, don't say it.
X with Ted.
Okay.
All right.
Isolating that.
Yeah, and I'm going to marry Miles. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Marrying Miles.
Yeah, I'm going to marry Miles.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like...
Everybody else kills him.
You know, he and I would have some good...
So they're going to get married. Two dead guys. They're zombies.
Zombie love.
Conversations, and he likes sports.
He does.
You can ride on the back of a scooter.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a scooter, too, you know.
Oh,
besides, everyone thinks out of everybody on the show, Miles and I look alike. We get confused a lot whenever we go do big events. People always come up to me and call me Miles all the time.
So we haven't figured out what Danny's going with.
I'm going with you and Vicky. Like the same, your same choices.
So, so Mary's mine as well.
Ted, yeah.
So Ted won't get killed in our situation.
No,
so
I don't think
Ted,
yeah.
Ted at least is safe.
So who's going to get killed by you guys?
Miles.
You're going to kill Miles and
we have
and
no choice.
Live?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Me too, unfortunately.
You got to marry Miles and Leah. Miles is going to fart out the joint. Are you sure you guys can take that?
I feel like even as a bromance, like I feel like Ted would be a really great bro husband. Like a homie. Like
I don't know why I went, because you agree, Steve, because you're right. We're basically married.
Like a really good friend. Yeah, like I would totally attest to that. Yeah, I would totally marry Ted. I feel like that'd be like marrying your best friend.
Like Ted's probably the only one of a few people that said if he was like, times were tough and he needed a place to stay, I'd let him stay at my house.
Oh, wow.
And my wife would be okay with it. And Lulu.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
She pees when she sees me
when you're the house.
Yeah. That's exactly it. She loves you. So that's
awesome.
It was a pretty fun segment. And then, of course, the Rev was absolutely right. This part needs to be isolated forever.
I'm going to have sex with Ted.
Sausage is awesome.
We got him now.
Right?
I should put that in my box. Now I have that. Whenever he wants to like take little fun shots at Ted.
I'm going to have sex with Ted.
I did say, though, that you're going to have your own bathroom. Because you're not as clean as your bathroom as, like, Sid is.
Oh, no.
I said, like, Ted's rather filthy.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm not going anywhere near that bathroom.
Yeah, like, my living room and kitchen stay all right. Yeah. The bathroom and bedroom.
The bathroom's a bomb went off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have sex with Ted.
Poor Miles.
I know. Poor guy just trying to get by in life. And we're all trying to kill him.
They're all trying to kill him. I love the in unison.
Miles. Who are you going to kill? Miles! Somebody's got to go. So congratulations on the BJ and Big Show.
I live.
Nobody wants to kill you.
Nice.
But you and Rev have some conversations now.
Yeah, this is going to be awkward.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm just going to see him in the hallway and be like, oh, you just want to F me, huh?
Yeah,
that's all I am. I don't get to spend the night?
No. Just a piece of meat.
No cuddling, huh?
And he'll be like,
I'm going to have sex with Ted.
All right. Well, I guess we should get out of here. Right?
Yes.
All right. Anything you want to throw out there before we go?
No.
Anything coming up?
I feel like I should, but
did you have a good weekend?
My weekend was awesome.
Oh, I did want to say, Ted looking all GQ in that picture from post brunch.
Oh, right.
I saw that picture. I was like, look at Ted.
It's so funny, man.
This doesn't help my whole I want to marry Ted, but I thought you looked very attractive.
No, I know. Even Cobb was like, dude, that shirt looked great. And it was funny when I was sitting at brunch.
All of it, man.
Yeah, I was sitting at brunch. Thanks, man.
We have a microphone inside my inner thoughts.
I'm going to have sex with Ted.
No, it was just funny because I said to Joe when we were sitting at brunch, so it's me, my buddy Joe, and his wife, right? Mm-hmm. So me and Ben would always get brunch, but he was out of town. So I was like, well, Joe, I still want to get brunch. So it's just the three of us. And at brunch, kind of being a smartass, I go, hope you two know this is the third shirt I put on today. Like I had on two golf shirts, took them off, and then went with this shirt. So then it's just one of those random things. You're like, dude, that shirt looked really good.
It
like,
did.
Dope. All right.
So do you always get dressed up for brunch?
Not always.
Or are you just trying to impress a new brunch crew?
You know what? I'll just say it. All right. We were bougie. We went to Palisades. All right. I was eating all you can eat brioche French toast. So that's why I put on a button up, Steve. It's a fancy restaurant.
I'm going to have sex with Ted.
Fine, Ted. I see how it is. That's why I don't get the invite, because I'm just a black t-shirt wearing fool. Good enough to get Korean fried chicken with you. But not
dude, trust me. You want a brunch? I'll come down, go to the lobster shop with you anytime in Tacoma.
In.
The lobster shop is great.
All right, we should do that.
Yeah, man.
Next time you spend the night.
And brunching's... this sounds horrible, Steve.
I'm going to have sex with Ted.
So the other funny thing about that shirt is, so then we go over to Folk Life, right? So Joe and his wife are walking around doing stuff. I'm like, I'm going to go into a beer garden. And as I'm leaving, I run into two of our listeners, right? And the one guy's like, how'd you know that was Ted? And the other guy goes, in this beer garden, he looks pretty East Coast right now. I was like, yep, I do. I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And the one guy goes, I thought you'd be taller and jolly. You're kind of short and jolly. I was like, I'll take that. Most people think I have hair.
And then he said,
I'm going to have sex with Ted.
Yeah, BJ.
That's right.
Or am I going to have sex with you?
Well, we have to figure that out because he has those questions.
He does. BJ, let's not lie. Split it 50-50. But I got last. All right, that was a little aggressive.
Hey, you can follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Oh, I did want to give a quick shout out. A few people have emailed just recently, one of them, Adam and Everett. He said, mega hugs. And he said, congratulating your new Traeger grill. I've had one for 9 years and still love it. I've tried so many different types of pellets, and I found the best combo on anything you cook is 50-50 split of applewood and hickory. We bought a small Rubbermaid charcoal briquettes holder to hold the bags together. Hope everything you cook out turns out amazing. Vegan or carnivore, love the podcast. I did finally cook something on my Traeger. I'm probably going to cook again tonight on it.
Nice.
I went salmon.
How was it?
Awesome.
How'd you cook it?
Just a little lemon on it. Oh, the wife prepared that part.
All right.
A couple of lemons on top of it. A couple of other seasonings on it.
We just throw it in foil, throw it in there?
Yep, put it on foil and just put it in there and just let it cook. Corn. And a vegan hot dog for the wifesky.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, it sounds stupid, but I want to smoke tofu.
All right.
Just curious what it would taste like.
You got to start flipping those Beyond Meat burgers on there.
Dude, that's definitely on the horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those things are so damn good.
Yeah.
And we cook them on the charcoal grill and they taste great. I can only imagine how good they're going to be on the Traeger.
You got to get you some men's room on that grill too.
Well, maybe if you come over, spend the night.
Traeger party and then brunching.
Yeah.
And the other good thing about brunching is all the wives like it.
Yeah.
Right? Even if, Martine's kind of like your wife. Like, not a drinker,
right.
Nothing else, but it's like you want to come to brunch? She'll be like, yeah, let's go to brunch.
We have to check the brunch menu at the lobster shop to make sure that there's at least a salad and maybe something else.
Yeah.
A lot of these places now are totally embracing the vegan culture, except Arby's. Arby's said, look, we're not getting any plant-based fake food in there. We're all about meat.
Yeah.
I respect that they're standing true to their words.
They are.
Yeah.
You know what else? All right, we got to get out of here, but you know what else I've been oddly craving? Is those shrimp we had at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Dude, I've been doing the commercials for Buffalo Wild Wings. And every time I do them, I'm talking about I just had lunch with Ted there. And I'm like, oh, I want to go have lunch with Ted there again.
I know. That lunch was awesome.
It was so much fun. The Puyallup one. Shout out to the girl that works the bar there.
Yeah, daytime bartender.
I don't know what her name is, but she was awesome.
Yeah, she was.
And it's funny because when we were leaving And, you know, Ted luckily remembered to tip her, and she had this to say about that.
I'm going to have sex with Ted.
Same voice.
Yeah, sounds just like BJ. It's very weird. Hot chick that sounds like BJ.
Yeah.
It's very conflicted.
I'm not.
All right, well, we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Game on.
Boom.
Boom. And Steve, eventually I'm going to score that goal.
I'm going to have sex with Ted.
BJ's going to score too.